Hello, and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Damakis, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed the top tactics used by digital marketers in 2016, Facebook has revealed some of the biggest projects it has in its pipeline, and Google may be about to roll out ad blocking on its Chrome web browser. Research by Sampo has revealed the top tactics used by digital marketers in 2016. The study found that search engine optimization was the most popular tactic, followed by paid search advertising. Social media advertising and social media marketing came in third and fourth place, followed by digital display marketing, with email marketing coming in last place. The study also found that whilst the popularity of search engine marketing remained fairly steady, the popularity of social media advertising increased quite dramatically between 2015 and 2016. The results show that social media is becoming an increasingly important part of digital marketing. Facebook has revealed some of the biggest projects it has in the pipeline at its Facebook F8 Developer Conference. One of its most attention-grabbing announcements was the reveal that a team of 60 are now working on developing technology that will allow humans to control computers with their brains. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg commented on the project, saying, "We're working on a system that will let you type straight from your brain about 5 times faster than you can type on your phone today. Technology is going to have to get a lot more advanced before we can share a pure thought or feeling, but this is a first step." It also announced the launch of AR Studio, which will open up its augmented reality platform to developers so that they can create AR apps. This will help it to compete against its main rival in the AR social media space, Snapchat. Facebook Spaces was another project that was launched at the conference. Facebook Spaces allows users to hang out with their friends in a virtual reality environment. In the VR space, users take the form of avatars and can chat, share photos, and play games. Google may be about to roll out ad blocking on its Chrome web browser, according to people familiar with the plans. The Chrome ad blocker would filter out types of adverts that are deemed to worsen the user experience. Blocked ad types are thought to include pop-ups, prestigial ads, and video ads that autoplay with sound. Google has not commented on the supposed plans. The German e-commerce site Otto has used artificial intelligence to reduce its number of return items. Return items cost Otto millions of euros every year, something that it thought could be tackled with some artificial intervention. First of all, Otto identified that there were two key factors that increased the likelihood of a customer returning their item: the item arriving more than 2 days after ordering, and multiple items being delivered separately rather than all at once. These factors seemed like difficult ones to tackle, as Otto sells products made by other brands, and therefore needs to order in the items as they do not stock them themselves. This is where artificial intelligence came in. Otto used a deep learning algorithm to predict which items would be sold, and therefore needed to be ordered in, based on 200 different factors, including past sales, searches, and weather data. The system predicted with a 90% accuracy rate which items would be sold within 1 month. Otto now lets the system automatically order 200,000 items every month, which has led to around 2 million fewer items being returned per year. Otto's success with AI shows that it can be used in innovative ways within the e-commerce landscape to make processes work smoother. And finally, the Federal Trade Commission in the US has warned both brands and social media influencers that they must fully disclose when a company pays an influencer for a product promotion. it has released new rules that say that any influencer endorsing a product must clearly and conspicuously state if they have been paid to make an endorsement, if they have been sent a sample for free, or if they have a family or business relationship with the product owner. Anyone who does not give such a disclosure may be guilty of disguised advertising and may face punishment from the Federal Trade Commission. In its guidelines, it says that a disclosure such as "Company X sent me this product to try and I think it's great" is sufficient. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.